You ever watch all those like Bam Margera post Jackass shows?
Yeah. We put a fucking alligator in April's bed. Now she's gonna shit her fucking pussy off.
A bear's gonna rape my mother.
We took a shit in Don Vito's fucking mouth while he was asleep.
Wait, Don Vito raped kids?
Yeah, they're all free pedophiles. Don Vito or R.I.P.
No,
he's
dead.
He's dead and he was a pedophile.
Yeah, you're watching Bam fucking pranks his fucking parents. Hey, this is Bam Margera. I'm 37 years old.
Well, they all had tattoos of this thing called a heartogram.
Yeah, that's from the band Him.
Yeah. And like he got rich when he was like 17, so he just has like tattoos of that.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with this band. And I do pranks on my parents, like taking a shit in April's mouth while she's asleep.
I'm going to fuck my mom.
Yo, we covered my turds in flour, and we're going to fucking throw them at my mom.
It's a really good, it's a treasure trove of mid-Atlantic accent, because they're all from Westchester, PA. Yeah. So they all talk like shit.
How did he get rich? They did CKY.
CKY, yeah. Well, CKY and fucking Knoxville and Steve-O teamed up. And that's what created Jackass.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because Knoxville wrote for, what was it? Was it Big Brother?
No, really?
Some magazine, some skateboard magazine.
Yeah, that's right.
Spike Jones was involved.
Trans World.
Nah, it wasn't Trans World.
No, it was
a different skateboard magazine, but he did a piece, and then Steve-O was just a rodeo clown. I forget how he got roped into it.
Did you read that?
Have you seen his special? Have we talked about his stand-up special?
No, but I mean, I've heard from people that he approaches it the same way Mick Foley does, which is like, I'm not a comic, you know, but these are venues where I can go around.
Right,
you know.
But it's so fun. The stand-up special he has, like, he'll like do like 4 minutes and then he'll just like smash a full beer can over his head. it's pranks. It's like bits, and then in between, he'll just like staple his balls or something. I mean, I think he literally staples his balls.
Funny as shit, dude.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Ben Margera's live show is, yeah, we're going to come in an envelope, and I'm going to mail it to April. We're going to fucking mail it to April. A whole club is going to watch me.
His boy died, dude. Ryan Dunn.
Yeah. Dude, one of my favorite tweets after that was, somebody tweeted, hi, I'm Ryan Dunn, and this is drive into a car and kill your friend.
Well, wasn't he tweeting about how he's fucked up and gonna drive? I think his last tweets are literally like,
well, and then all those Jackass guys were like hurt that they're, I mean, yeah, you can be hurt, but like they got mad when people were making fun of it.
Oh yeah, there's like one of those roasts, somebody makes a joke.
It was Schumer.
Yeah,
they just zoom in on Steve-O's face and he just looks like a dog that's about to get put down.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What was the joke? It was like something like, something about him being dead lines. Also or something
I saw
like
that.
That's bad. You remember when Schumer was like, that was her thing? When she was like real fucking mean and edgy?
Yeah, roast.
Yeah, she used to be inappropriate.
Dude, and she would be fine right now if she just continued down that path and didn't fucking throw people under the bus and embrace the whole like shame culture bullshit.
But she's so big now. That's part of her brand.
She didn't have to be.
Like Hillary.
It didn't fucking have to be. Fucking Tina Fey rejected that shit.
Yeah.
You know, plenty of people did.
I feel like they try to thrust it upon you if you're like a woman like that. And then you're like tempted to like just be like, well,
there's more pressure for women to do it than there is men to be like a fucking woke person. But they're going to fucking come for you, and they have for Amy, you know?
Yeah.
But she's fine. She's fucking doing movies.
Oh, yeah. She'll be rich forever.
We're going to take a dump in Amy's car.
Yeah. We're going to make Amy say the N-word to April. And then we're going to fucking send the tape to Leslie Jones. Hey, this is Bam Margera, 2017.
Did they, like, molest him or something? Why is he so mean to his parents? They seem like good parents.
Because that's the shit that's funny to fucking 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And because when you're 12 years old and you're watching that show, you're like, Bam, rules! He put a fucking half pipe in the house.
Yeah, it is tight. As an 11-year-old, you're like, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
but he's like a fucking 35-year-old man.
Yeah, right. Imagine.
I've heard he's like not holding up really well.
Oh, he looks horrible.
Yeah,
he's
all
fucking bloated.
Imagine you had a show and the premise is you live with your parents still.
Yeah, and
then you're trying to show everyone how cool you are. Yeah.
He's just going to end up being as fat as fucking Phil.
Right, yeah.
I got to say, slapping his fat father in the stomach while his
the first time you see that is fucking funny.
It's very, very funny. It's a good bit.
I don't know. I just don't think it's funny to disrespect your parents.
Same. You know,
my children.
You learn there's certain rules. You know, there's rooms you don't go into in the house.
Right.
That's your father's Nazi memorabilia.
Well, that's where your uncle fucks kids. Yeah. I guess he kind of should be mean to Don Vito.
He's the one he loved the most, though. He's the fucking child molester, but just the fattest, goofiest looking motherfucker.
Yeah, Bam had a good read on people.
He needed one of those scooters to get around.
That
I feel like they should reboot Firing Line with Bam Margera.
What's Firing Line?
It was like a public, you know, like, I guess not Charlie Rose, but like a panel show.
Oh, okay.
Like McLaughlin Group.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He's the moderator.
Yeah, but it was like the longest running one.
Like the Dick Cavett Show?